This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
105.3 The Fan Club Tolo page. It's always nice. There are a lot of people there. Go become a member. Become a Tolo member. And I know one of our good Tolos, Aaron Malloy, just posted up the It 2 premiere so that everybody can go join us.
Nice.
You just click right there, and it'll send you directly to the page to register so you can see us on Saturday at 4 o'clock. Let's go hang out.
Heck yeah.
All right, Kevin. So, man, this is a thing that's near and dear to my heart. And Reggie, are you done with your fantasy draft, Reggie?
Yes, it has been completed.
The first half of the show, Reggie was in the middle of a fantasy draft and could not be
looking for that value
disturbed. But right now he is looking at his team, and Kevin, there is nothing better. Absolutely nothing better than when you are done with your draft, you look at your team, you look at your roster, and you say, that's a winner, baby. That is the best draft I've ever had right there.
Does everybody think that, though?
So, no, everyone's usually whenever I sit back and go, this draft sucked, I end up doing well. But sometimes that doesn't happen. But yeah, sometimes I sit back and I look at the draft, I'm like, oh my gosh, what did I do? But I think everybody has this optimism of, man, I got the guy I wanted. Or, you know, I didn't get the guy I wanted, but I got plan B. And then in another round, I got the guy I wanted. So I think that's what a lot of people think. 877-881-1053. Nobody, and I mean nobody, cares about your fantasy league except for us. And I see this, Kevin, because Emily Jones posted earlier, yearly reminder, nobody cares about your fantasy league.
It's important to know, because I know what you want to do right now is beat everybody down with, oh, this is who I got in the sixth round. They could not care less, but that's why we're here. We will care in this instance.
Yes, and you know what? We'll be doing a weekly fantasy review every single week.
That's
we will do
true.
A weekly fantasy review. 877-881-1053 from the 214. They said they S the bed today. Oh, man.
In their draft?
And then they did bad in the draft, too.
Oh, no.
Yeah, well, I think in the draft. Like, they did their fantasy draft, and they didn't do as well as they wanted to.
Okay, but because that's better than if they actually S the bed, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay, well, then tell us a little bit more. Like, tell us why it is that you screwed it up. Because I'm kind of with Corey in terms of, like, usually I feel like everyone is overly optimistic about how things went for them. And so,
oh yeah,
if
dude.
You already think it went poorly, that's not good.
I'm always looking at my draft thinking to myself, okay, I think this can work. And you know what? You always have this idea of who you're going to trade at some point too.
Like, okay,
this is a guy that I can trade away. It's going to be an easy trade
for
me.
Are you doing Maverick styles draft and stash?
Yeah. Oh yeah. You'll stash somebody for sure.
Absolutely.
Man. I stashed James White last year. I had James White. Now he was really good for a long time, and I paper clipped him up to the Lamborghini, and I got Alvin Kamara for him.
Oh,
kind of evened out. Actually, it wasn't even that great of a trade, but it
okay,
sounded
well,
really
you
great.
You really lost a lot of steam. That was a very exciting thing, but then it just kind of fell apart.
From the 214, I got Pat Mahomes and Todd Gurley. Going to call my team Todd Patty Girl Holmes. They also say they got Amari Tony Pollard and the Cowboys defense. So homers are going to be home.
How useful do you think that Tony Pollard pick is going to end up being?
If you draft Zeke, it's incredibly useful.
Yeah, I could see
yeah,
that.
Yeah, to have a handcuff like that, because at some point, if something happens, I mean, Zeke's been very durable throughout his career. The health has been there. He does get a little tired towards the end of the season, so that's something you can think about, Kevin. One of the things that I always hate is the last two games of the year, or you're in the Super Bowl. Maybe if your commissioner gives you an 18 games or goes the full way. And sometimes your starter is not going to be there in the last game of the Super Bowl. And that stinks. It sucks really bad, because then you have to go scramble and find a whole new roster, essentially. If you have Zeke and you know in that last game that they're going to play Tony Pollard, bam. Or if he goes down, if he was to get injured, I am not wishing injury upon him.
Oh my lord.
Okay.
Oh, I didn't even realize what word
you guys
just said.
Say,
now you just said them.
I said if, All right. If something was to happen, I didn't say I want it to. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm just saying it's a good idea to have his backup because they will run the ball.
I like this attitude from the 817. I'm okay because I'm just shooting for mediocrity.
That is a healthy way to play this game. Thus, I mean, unless you're
a money league.
Unless you're absolutely terrible, you know, you're going to be fine.
From the 469, I had pick four and went for Zeke. Good idea.
Yeah, that's about right.
Do you have confidence that this is about to go down? That they're signing a contract tonight?
I swear to God, I'm going to tell you right now. If it's not signed by this time tomorrow, I don't want to hear about it again until they're sitting at the table and it's already, like, I'm for real. I have heard, like, Shippy started this a couple weeks ago. He's like, oh, it's going to happen this weekend. And then it didn't. Mm-hmm. And then all week we heard about, oh, it's going to happen now. And then it didn't. And then over the weekend, oh, but this time for real, it's going to happen. And then it didn't. And then yesterday, oh, it's going to happen, but it didn't. And then today, it's really close. He's coming back. It's done, except it's not. If it's not by tomorrow, I don't want to hear from anybody until they're sitting down and they said the deal is done. And here is the copy. So yes, I would like a copy of it.
You want me tomorrow to send you a link to the video?
I swear
to
God, yes. And if it's just a link of people saying it's closer than ever, I might break my phone.
Man, I'm glad you said phone. From the 972, is Austin Eckler a quality starter all year amid the Gordon holdout? What can you expect from him weekly PPR? I'm taking him. I mean, if Gordon's that committed to this holdout, then I'm absolutely gonna. I'll wait, you know, and get him at a good value place. That's how Reggie shops. Reggie's like, nah, let's get a guy for value. Mm-hmm. But I'll wait on Eckler. I'm not drafting him in the first round, but he's going to score you lots of points. He runs very well, and he does great PPR-wise, too.
And I'll tell you, hearing what the Chargers are asking for Gordon, we'll get into that more later. Yeah, just count on him probably not being around.
Nothing feels better than getting out of my draft in Fort Worth and driving to Dallas listening to how great my draft was. So that's from the 214.
That's the spirit.
From the 214, my buddy drafted Cole Beasley in the second round.
What?
Oh. Look, man, he's got great facilities behind him. That he's going to have a solid
the
year.
The second round?
Don't worry about that.
When has he ever been a second round worthy pick?
We shouted down Reggie.
It must have been a 60 team league.
Yeah, we shouted down Reggie when he just said like he might think about drafting him, period, let alone the second round. No, I'm sorry, that was a poor decision.
From the 817, 12 team league, and I picked last.
Woo, that dude got a whole bunch of value. He was telling me his roster earlier and I lost it. I can't find it.
Okay.
It's one of my favorites. If you haven't, oh, hold on. That's a different book.
I'm having a conversation with somebody about Stephen King books.
Okay, I found that guy's roster. So right. He has Wentz, Odell Beckham Jr., Keenan Allen, Ezekiel Elliott. Of course, he has Tony Pollard along with him, Chris Carson, Sony Michel, Evan Ingram, and he's super pumped. And he should be. That's a damn good lineup.
All right.
From the.
Do you not trust me?
Yeah, dude, I trust you.
You guys don't sound as excited as when you were starting this segment. You said nobody else cares about these people's fantasy leagues.
Oh, that's a good point. Yes,
guys.
I am excited. Here's one, but this is in the interesting only six-team league. Cam Newton, David Johnson, James Conner, Odell Beckham Jr., Antonio Brown, and Zach Ertz. I mean, but it's only a six-team league.
Six-team?
Yeah, but... that's a pretty damn good set of skill players.
It's not that difficult to get that in a
Whoa!
16 league, though. Like,
take
you're going to be
that,
fine.
Fan of the show.
Well, I mean, I appreciate the fans.
Although, to be fair, we did say we care. We didn't say we would, like, let it go unscathed. We care, but that could also mean I think you did a garbage job
try
because
to be
I
honest.
Care.
I try to be honest with you about things. All right?
You
I don't
do.
Wanna, I don't want to lie. I said that a movie wasn't scary earlier, and y'all yelled at me. So
but I just disagree that it wasn't scary. Like
I wasn't scared of
oh,
it.
Oh well,
man. From the
it's a weird brag.
From the 972 is Austin Eckler. Yes, Austin Eckler is going to be great. All right, so go get Austin Eckler from the 972. Cam Newton and Saquon Barkley for Baker Mayfield and David Johnson. Would you trade?
You're already making a trade?
Dude, absolutely.
I have made.
Really?
Draft night is a great night to make trades.
Yeah, that dude's drunk, and you are taking advantage of him, and you're going to get.
Oh, I don't know if you should have said it like that.
All the value out of a pick. Like, you could probably get, you know, I got Travis Kelce 1 year in a trade on draft night, and I was like, yeah. And I felt pretty confident about that one, man. Some guys try to make stupid offers, and that's what drives you insane.
What determines a stupid offer?
Like, they'll be like, oh, man, I really want Zeke. I'm going to give that guy Michael Gallup and the Bears defense.
So they're just wasting
your
time.
What are you doing right now?
Well, I think that's what a lot of people do. I think this is a time to make a PSA. I think this is going to be close to one of those hills that I'm going to die on. Guys, stop trying to just steal from people in fantasy. Trades are meant to be won largely by both sides. You might get a little bit of the better, but you're not going to just steal from people. Stop trying to do that.
Okay, but hold on just a minute, all right? Just a minute. Don't you think a lot of people have leagues where they think there's one person in there that they could steal from?
Yes. There is always that one person in your league who doesn't care, doesn't know any better. Like, it's Taco, you know? It's always the Taco. And he's like, man, hold on, we have a waiver wire? And so you always have that guy, and then you can always take advantage of that man.
Oh,
what are you...
From the 469, I got Deshaun.
Reggie on Friday.
I got Deshaun Watson and David Johnson. Name my team Watts on my... Okay.
Why didn't you read the rest of it?
It says Johnson.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of guessed that.
From the 469, ended up with Mahomes, Mixon, McCaffrey, Henry, Robert Woods, Cooper Kupp, and the Bears defense.
Wow. What do we think about... What do we think about Mixon? Because I've seen a lot of people have him, you know, 11, 12.
I wanted Mixon in both of my drafts and couldn't get him.
Really?
And I probably, because I was drafting a little, you know, I was saying he'll fall, and he did not fall past the third round. I think he's going to be great, man. I think their offense is going to run the ball a lot.
Okay.
And he's in a PPR league. He's the kind of guy that can play any kind of style of football. So I think that they're going to lean on him a lot more. I think LeSean McCoy is a very interesting character because of Andy Reid, and the Kansas City running back situation is kind of up in the air still. There are they have like 70 running backs.
Right.
They've traded a few away too. So I think where LeSean McCoy landed is a very, very interesting thing right now.
Okay.
So from the 214, bro, waiting for Zeke is like waiting for a baby to be born. This is true, Kevin.
Been way longer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that baby would have been born, and you'd have been working on making the next baby by now.
From the 254, am I weird because I've never done a fantasy draft, and I'm 55 years old, and I love football?
No, you're not.
I mean, if you love football, you love football. Boom. You don't need anything extra.
You're really not. I can understand those that are listening right now, and I'll go ahead and be the voice for you guys. I can't do the fantasy myself, and the main reason is because I did it like 1 or 2 years and realized I was rooting for like Donovan McNabb to do good and Washington Redskins players to do good, and because they were on my team, and that ruined it.
Mm.
I can't root for those guys.
No, that makes a lot of sense.
I just can't.
I can separate it. I can compartmentalize. The one question that a lot of people are asking right now, though, Colby, and I think you can help me answer this, what round should Steve DeBerg be picked in?
Okay.
And that's the one that a lot of people have been... Yeah, dude, he is the master...
Of the play-action pass, Kevin.
And this is a play-action league. I don't know if you know this or not, but they have really gone with play-action as one of the big factors in how football works.
All right, if you draft Steve DeBerg, I don't even know how that would be possible. Then I think everyone should try to swindle you in trades because you are bad at this.
Man, your team's so good that you can just take up and make sure that you hold a roster spot for Steve DeBerg.
In honor of Steve DeBerg.
All right, if you do that and still somehow win, like, I think you should keep an empty roster spot then and just put in parentheses, if you can, this is in honor of Steve DeBerg, because I don't think you can actually figure out a way to draft him unless you can just type in the name of whoever the hell you want, which maybe you can. Mm-hmm. And if you still win your league after all that, I'm pretty impressed because you're a freaking fantasy football genius.
From the 972, what is the perfect amount of people in a league in PPR or standard format? Reggie?
Personally, I like a 12-team PPR. I haven't played half PPR, and that seems interesting. The half point per reception. I think that might be the smooth spot right there, but I'm not sure.
Okay, I did eight teams for a while, and for a long time, actually, because that was just we had eight people, and we just decided to be that. It was a blast because your team was loaded. Like, your team was absolutely stacked, just like the six-man team. Yep. You had skill set everywhere, deep. And all you had to do was find that one dude on the waiver wire that nobody else got. And I'm in a 10 now, and I still feel pretty good about my team. So I feel like 10. I like 10. I feel like 12's too many. So I am definitely PPR because I think it's so much more fun when a dude goes off for like 20 catches and you're like, holy crap, that was 40 points he got me today. Bam! I think it's a lot more exciting to do the PPR. From the 832 I draft tomorrow, don't know where I pick or who should I take, Dez from the armpit.
Don't take Dez.
We don't know anything. No. He said
he'll be back in October.
His name is Dez.
Well, I mean, if we don't know where you pick or how many teams there are, that I mean, Saquon Barkley?
Go print out, go to fftoday.com and print out their cheat sheet.
No.
It'll be okay.
But I've heard the Bills have great facilities, so Cole Beasley should be on the radar.
No. Also, they took Jason Witten in the sixth round. Why did you do that?
That was too early.
Yeah.
You probably could have gotten him at the end of the draft on the waiver wire.
Yeah, that's exactly what I think.
They needed a real strong hand in the dirt presence.
All right. Uh-huh. Well, people are clearly amped up for football season, which, by the way, remember, starts on Thursday.
The game is in the dirt.
And for fantasy football.
Go get you some of that game on your face.
What? We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. I don't know what to say to that. Coming up next, 8 things we want to see in week 1 of the NFL season. Plus, hopefully, no more of that. Next right here on The Fan.
Back here on the KNC masterpiece on 105 Through the Fan. Tomorrow night, we should have Brian Broaddus in studio with us for a little bit because Broaddus is hanging out with us and going to talk about some stuff that he's doing in his personal life affecting some change and also football because I was talking to him earlier and he goes, hey, tomorrow night y'all have a show on Wednesday, right? And I was like, yes, it's Wednesday and we will have a show, Broaddus. And he said, you know, football starts on Thursday, right? And I was like, yes, it does. And he was like, then let's talk some football tomorrow night. And that's something I want to talk about with you guys because football season is about to happen. It is going down, and I can't wait because I don't know what it is. It feels like every year when football season gets started, it is Christmas. It feels like it's like Christmas Eve, and I get excited for football season all the time because there are so many things that could happen. Are the Cowboys the type of team that we actually think they are? Like, that's always my big question is, are they going to turn out to be as good, as freaking awesome as we think that they're supposed to be?
Right.
And here are 8 things that we can't wait to see in week 1 of the NFL. And 877-881-1053, what's the one thing that you can't wait to see in week 1 of the NFL? And is there one thing that you're the most excited about?
The thing I'm most excited about, just real quick, is obviously the Cowboys. But the second thing is, and this might seem dumb, but it's just once they kick off, you know, like real football is actually here again. It seems like it'll never be back once the Super Bowl ends and you have to wait forever. But we made it. We made it again. Just like we do every year, and now the time's almost up.
Do you still get an excitement and an enjoyment of watching all the games?
Yes.
All the games that you can?
Like, how cool is it? Just think about it. How cool is Sunday going to be, not only when the Cowboys get going, by the way, 12:30 pregame, 3:25 kick right here on the Fan. How cool would it be when you're like, oh, what should we do this Sunday? Well, football. You know, like, Sunday TV during the day is such a wasteland of terribleness.
Absolutely.
And then you've got, like, other things that you can go out and do. But how awesome is it as well when you're like, oh, yeah, what do we owe at football?
So, and this was not intentionally planned, Kevin, but, you know, I've finally made my first 5-gallon batch of my own beer. My first 1 gallon was good, and I drank it and stuff. But I am for 5-gallon batch fermenting right now. It will be ready on Sunday.
For football?
And I did not plan it that way. It was an accident.
Woo.
But on Sunday, I will be able to pour myself my own beer. It might taste terrible, and I might actually die from my own beer. But if I don't, I am going to enjoy football that much more. Here are 8 things that we can't wait to see in the NFL. Number one, the Chicago Bears kicking game.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Are they inside their own heads more than anything we've ever seen before?
I don't think so.
This is worse than Rick Ankiel.
But I think it's legitimate. Like, I think Rick Ankiel had the yips. I just think the Chicago Bears kicking game just generally sucks.
Yeah, but I think they've screwed themselves up by making guys compete, like, specifically from the 43-yard point. They're like, go kick it from there.
Hell no.
And if you can't make this kick, then we are screwed.
I don't. That's what I would do. I want that in their head. And if they can't handle the mental pressure, well, guess what? There's a lot of people, including Carly Lloyd, that are ready to pick up and become a kicker at a moment's notice.
Do you want
to
see that?
Oh, of course I do.
Yes.
Young Waku's out there. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
But I think that these dudes, they are broken. They are broken, and I think they're going to – I think what they should do is just say, screw it, we're not kicking this year.
I hope
always go for it.
I hope they go the exact opposite way, and they win the opener 15-14 after kicking 5 field goals. That is honestly what I want to see, including one from 43 yards that goes in without hitting any of the uprights at the very end. That's what I want to see.
Colby, you don't want to see it?
I mean, no. What I want to see is I want them to continue.
Okay, all right.
I just want them to continue doing bad.
Okay, that makes sense.
I don't understand. I'm sorry. I don't understand how that, because these are new kickers. These aren't the same kickers.
Right.
And yet every kicker they bring in is bad.
They were.
Because
now supposedly the new one is good.
Because when you walk into the facility, like, it's 43 yards. Is that's all that people can think about is 43 yards. And, oh my gosh, if I get to a 43-yarder, I have to make it or everybody's going to kill me.
So,
like, it's going to worse.
So the Bears are personally voodooing every kicker that walks in.
Yeah.
All right.
This is Chicago.
Yeah.
Remember when the Cubs had that, the goat for the longest time? And now, here it is. This is the city of Chicago is broken like that in some ways. So that's number one.
The murders.
And yes, this year it is going to be exciting on Sunday, Kevin, when the call is Brad Sham, Babe Laufenberg, and Christy Scales just absolutely dominating the coverage from the game.
And I don't want to like bring it down or anything like that, but
yeah, no, it's gonna be really fun.
Okay.
to hear those guys do what they're doing this year. Number two on this list, Tom Brady, back for more. Are you?
No.
This is not my list, by the way. I just want to point that out.
No.
Just happened.
No. I want him to get destroyed lose.
Here's what he says. I'm sure, and this is from For the Win, by the way. I'm sure a lot of you just tuned out of this post because you don't like Tom Brady. But
true,
you are silly because he's a national treasure.
Oh,
and we're lucky
to
be alive during
that
the time.
Is stupid. No, he's not a national treasure. He's an asshat.
Can Brady and his avocado ice cream lead the Patriots back to another Super Bowl at age 42?
It's funny because the article basically, while you're reading it, just trolled Kevin. So I know a lot of you out there are turning the page because of blah, 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 blah. And he's like, yeah, well, you shouldn't because you're stupid.
Oh,
but
sabotage.
But, Kevin, because I know how you feel about his opponent on opening night, he gets a chance to beat the Steelers, or the Steelers get to beat him.
Oh, great. Two scumbag human beings for totally different reasons.
But you are a fan of one team and not of the other.
No. I mean, I'm sure I knew we were going to play that drop, but both of those quarterbacks are terrible human beings, like objectively awful.
All right, number three. And I think that
this better be better than number two.
I think this might be the thing that I am most hyped about for this NFL season.
Okay.
Baker Mayfield and Odell Beckham Jr. This is one of the most electric receivers in the league, and Baker Mayfield is living up to what the Heisman candidate should be, right? Like, he looked like he was the part last year.
Yeah.
He went and took the job, He earned the job. They won more games than they've won in like 50 years. And now those two are going to be together. And it looks like they've kind of gotten some things going off the field as well. So that's one of the things that I'm most hyped up about. And they're playing the Titans. So Titans always put out a tough defense. But that combination, that quarterback and receiver, is going to be a lot of fun for me.
I'm really curious to see how it goes now that the hype train is on them. You know, like, what is going to happen?
The hype train's been on Beckham his entire career.
That's true.
And it's been on Baker his entire career, too.
But not this organization. Yes, and that is fair. But not this organization. So what I'm going to be really curious about is what happens if they start 1-3? You know, like, is everybody going to say, oh, it's a bunch of hype for a bunch of nonsense? But on the flip side, same thing. What if they start 4-0?
Then the hype is going to it's going to be astronomical. Uh-huh.
And I kind of want, I don't know, I want to see it either way. I really do. Like, the last thing I want is they're 4-3. They're going to be fighting for a playoff position. I want them to start like 6-0 or 1-5.
So you could go both ways on this?
I mean, like many things in life, yes.
All right, now here's the thing, though. You go to a wedding, you don't want to see the wedding go off without a hitch.
That is true.
Okay, all right.
That is definitely true.
I just wanted to make sure of that.
And I'm also acutely aware of if that marriage is going to fail or not.
Okay.
I have a pretty good track record.
Number four,
that.
Is Jimmy Garoppolo good?
No.
And this is still good, but I just changed it to good because he's going to make his return after an ACL suffered in week 3 last season. And so his preseason was kind of iffy at best.
Right.
And I don't know, man. I'm very interested to see if Jimmy Garoppolo. I gave up on it and just went ahead and conceded to Parker on that one that Jimmy Garoppolo is not any good. Well, but things are going to get real for him against against Tampa.
And word going around is that they already look at Nick Mullins and they're like, yeah, we could start him. Like, if the season hasn't even started, and they're like, oh, yeah, we definitely have your replacement ready to go. That's not a good sign, right?
Mm-hmm. From the 972, if the Browns win 3 out of 4, will you be tri-curious?
Yeah, for sure.
Because that would be 3 tri.
Yes, no, I understood.
From the 940, Odell is a good receiver, but overrated and hangs his entire career on the basis of one spectacular catch. I disagree with
you. Yeah.
This dude is a game breaker. I understand that one spectacular catch is thrown into the faces of all of us all the time.
Right.
Because the media loves to use it because it's a wonder. But this dude has made some amazing catches. I've watched a lot of their football too, so I've seen him do a lot of things, and his numbers prove it. Like his numbers, I know he's missed some games, and that's tough for people that, you know, fantasy-wise have invested in him. But when it comes to being a game breaker, there aren't many guys on the field that can do what he does. And he does it explosively.
I agree.
Number 5 on 8 things that we can't wait to see in week 1 of the NFL. Number 5, how bad are the Dolphins going to be?
Man.
Is that what you're here for?
Yeah, man. Yep.
Because, like, they already have decided that the quarterback of the future isn't even the quarterback of this year.
And then they shipped off the left tackle of the future to get, like, more picks to maybe use those picks to get somebody who's as good at the left tackle of the future that they just shipped out.
Can I just defend Brian Flores? Because I don't think he decided any of these things. I think he was like, no, guys, come on. We can do this. And the rest of the people were like, but you can't, so no. And so, like, I think they are making these decisions independently of him, and they just don't really care what he thinks.
Sad is Rosen right now?
Oh, man.
I mean, he lives in Miami. He'll be good.
No, he's not. He's
I don't
this is his last
with Reggie on that.
This is his last shot, right? And he's just going to be backup quarterback forever.
No.
And maybe not even that.
No, because I think he still is the quarterback of the future for them. Like that, they're gonna try and say, okay, whatever we can to get you that opportunity. I think Fitzpatrick is the quarterback right now, though.
No, they're tanking. They're tanking to go get a quarterback.
Yeah, I don't think they're tanking to get that receiver from Alabama. I also agree with that.
I will say this though, they have the Ravens on Sunday, and I can't wait to see how good the Ravens offense is against the Miami Dolphins, because that's what I'm looking forward to.
You mean everybody else's third string that the Dolphins are starting?
Dolphins are going to go out there and win that game. Feel bad.
From the 214, I was in Denver last week. I feel bad for Parker. Oh, man. Poor Parker.
So that's not one of the things they want to see?
No. From the 972, genuinely thank you guys for being so involved on the texts all the time. That's cool as S.
Yeah.
Number six.
You're welcome.
Kyler Murray and Cliff Kingsbury make their debut. And they've run vanilla offense so far.
Right.
Are we about to see the offense explosion that Colby's been begging for?
I'm telling you, within the first 4 to 6 games, there will be a game from Kyler Murray that everyone will be like, holy crap, no wonder he was the number one pick. Like, I believe in Kyler Murray. I realize he is small, but I think he can do things, and he's going to make things happen.
Are you excited? You're excited to see him fail. Colby wants Kyler Murray, maybe the state's greatest football player ever, to fail.
He does.
You know.
Oh, my God. You should see the smile on his face right now.
And he can't even say no. He's like, well, you know, the thing about that is.
This is sad.
Do you want Kyler to fail, or do you want Pretty Boy Coach to fail?
No, he wants to be right.
I think both of those guys are in the same boat. As far as on my rankings of Kyler did awesome in college. He was great college quarterback, and he could be a great NFL quarterback, except for I still think that it's going to be like the Thanos snap when he gets hit by a defensive lineman. I still think he's just going to turn to dust.
Number seven, Antonio Brown and his new helmet.
No, I don't care. I didn't care about him not having a helmet. I didn't care.
I care.
I didn't really care.
Here's another
about that
prediction.
Much.
At some point this year, Nathan Peterman will complete a pass in a game that features Antonio Brown. It might be to the other team, but he will complete a pass to somebody in a game that features Antonio Brown. I can't wait to see what happens with the Raiders. I kind of hope that the Raiders start out 5-1 and the Browns start off 1-5, and everyone's like, I don't know what the hell to do anymore.
All the off-season predictions were just broken.
I want to see it.
And Antonio Brown's like, see, all I needed was a good quarterback.
Whoa.
That's
not a terrible human being.
And number eight, the return of the Collinsworth slide.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what the Collinsworth slide is?
I have no idea what that means.
Oh, do you know what the Collinsworth slide is?
So it's Sunday Night Football, and it's a tight shot on, it's just slipped
Al Michaels.
Al Michaels. And then Collinsworth, at the end of what Al Michaels is telling you, just kind of slides into
to get in the camera shot?
Oh, dude. It is amazing.
And it's the perfect balance of Collinsworth sliding a little bit and the camera sliding a little bit the other way. And it's so smooth. It looks like he's sliding in somebody's DMs. It's perfect.
And I guess the big question is, can he bring it back again? And can it be a thing? You know, like last year, it was viral, dude. It was viral on the internet. The internet had a blast with it. And I wonder, everybody was waiting for him to do the slide. And he even started laughing about it because he realized that everybody was excited about it.
And Sunday Night Football threw us for a loop because we thought he was going to slide in on the one side he always slides in. And then one game, he was on the other side. And we were all like, what?
Oh, man. So they're on to, okay.
And dude, I am not a Collinsworth fan. All right? He is not my favorite broadcaster of all time. But the Collinsworth slide is pretty crazy.
Huh. Okay.
Check it out, dude.
I'm really sad that I haven't noticed this before. We're the K&C Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, NFL betting edition of Family Feud. Can Corey defend his crown of unquestioned ruler and master of all things football?
I hope so.
Find out next right here on The Fan.
This segment of the K&C Masterpiece is brought to you by Dallas Truck World. Listen, y'all, Dallas Truck World just got in a G-Wagon, Range Rover, and a Porsche 911. So you need to check them out and all the inventory at DallasTruckWorld.com.
We're back here on the K&C Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. A lot of people asking a very simple question. How is Corey the champion of all football things?
Have you not been listening? Like, I would like to dispute it if I could. He has just been dominating people on these.
I appreciate that. 877-881-1053 to take part in this. And also, don't forget 1053thefan.com/contest. Go right now and make sure you register to go see the movie with us, It Chapter 2. That is going to be going down this Saturday. Register, and you're going to win, I bet. I got a feeling you could possibly win. Also, I'm giving away Derek Holland / Gavin Dawson autographed racquetballs.
Whoa.
Yeah, there you go.
Wow.
I like it.
Hit the music, Reginald.
What?
Who?
I thought it was just going to go to the give up bed. All right. Family Feud style. Question for you fine gentlemen. Do we want it to be Corey versus Colby versus Reggie, or just Corey, our defending champion, versus one of them?
Whoever wants to try and take me on.
Ooh.
Oh my God. I think we're going to have to include both of you now.
All right.
All right. We've got all of the betting information about who's receiving wagers and who is not. Keep in mind, for all of these topics, a lot of this will involve like the odds that you're getting and everything. It's not always necessarily like the best or the worst. There are several factors at play. Keep that in mind. Top, let's say, 6 answers on the board. Which team has received the most bets to win the Super Bowl this year?
Bing.
Okay.
Patriots.
The Patriots are the number 2 answer on the board.
Ooh.
Colby, if you can get number 1, you can choose to play or pass.
All right. Most bets. Oh. Is it the Dallas Cowboys?
Oh, it is not the Dallas Cowboys. Reggie.
Give me the Cleveland Browns.
That is the number 1 answer on the board.
Are you kidding me right now?
The Cleveland Browns have received 8.5% of all wagers, while the New England Patriots have received a robust 7.4%.
Holy crap.
Reggie, the top 2 of 6 answers off the board. Would you like to play or pass?
I think I'm going to pass.
Would you like to pass to Colby or Corey?
Oh, this is a whole nother dimension.
Yeah, this is the 3-way dance is what happens.
All right, you know what? Let's see how hot of a streak he's on today. Let's get it to Corey.
All right,
Corey. Top 6 answers on the board. Name the team that has received the most bets to win the Super Bowl.
The Rams.
Oh, I'm sorry. That is incorrect.
Okay.
Strike 1.
Philadelphia Eagles.
That is correct. The number 3 answer on the board. The Philadelphia Eagles have received 6.7% of the money wagered to win the Super Bowl. You guys have 1, 2, and 3. 3 more answers remaining on the board. Just 1 strike.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
That is correct. Number 4. And this, ladies and gentlemen, is why he's the unquestioned ruler and master of all things football.
I'm going to die here on this hill. The Chicago Bears.
That is correct. Wow. That is number 5. He's got number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Tennis makes me sad. Still 1 answer on the board. The team receiving the most bets to win the Super Bowl.
And you said the Cowboys was wrong. It wasn't in the top 6.
Please do not ask the moderator to restate answers. He will not help you.
Cowboys.
The Dallas Cowboys is incorrect because that has already been guessed.
Ah, crap.
Now I will answer your question, okay, but only after you've gone down in flames.
All right. Thank you.
Reggie,
appreciate that.
1 answer left on the board. Prepare to steal.
The NFL team that could win
has received the most bets to win the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl this year based on bets,
correct,
that have been made. The Chargers.
That is incorrect.
Wow.
Reggie, you have 1 more opportunity to gamble. You can give Colby the opportunity to steal and maybe eliminate another answer, or you can answer for yourself.
Wow, this game is great. And I want to play it to its fullest extent. Colby, go ahead and give it a try.
Colby, chance to swoop in and steal.
The Saints.
That is correct!
Boom!
Oh! That's your second team!
Dang, that stinks.
Holy cow! Unbelievable. Colby swoops in, gets the steal.
This game is fun.
Seems one unfair point for Colby. Just get one thing right.
Yeah, it feels like last time I got all the answers except for
nobody
one.
Nobody remembers.
And that's how you won that game. So,
man, what I like is that it's fun and there's also tension. So now we go to the other side. Top five answers on the board.
Ooh.
The teams that have received.
Oh, top five? I had to answer top six. This is bullcrap.
I did like the top 10 last time.
And honestly, you only answered four.
Colby and Reggie. Corey is now on probation from answering this question. Top five answers on the board. The team that has received the fewest bets to win the Super Bowl.
Bloop.
Yes?
The Miami Dolphins.
Miami Dolphins are number four.
Wow.
I bet the odds have a big factor in that. Some people are like, yeah, I can get a 10,000 to one. It's like 300 to one.
The Oakland Raiders.
Ooh, that is incorrect.
What?
Reggie, Corey is off probation. Would you decide to play or pass? And if so, who would you like to pass to?
Hmm.
You have the balls to pass to me.
You're right. I'm going to pass it to Colby.
Oh, Colby, you're back in the game. Top five answers on the board. Feel free to play along. 877-881-1053. Autoflex fan text. Top least five bets to win the Super Bowl. Okay. Look, the moderator is not flawless either. The top five answers are on the board. Teams that have received the fewest bets to win the Super Bowl. We've already eliminated the Miami Dolphins. Number four, they've only received 1.3% of the bets.
Let's go with the Washington Redskins.
Oh, that is incorrect. Strike one.
Yeah, those fans are delusional.
What is
Reggie,
going
a lot of options.
On.
Be prepared.
What is going on? Okay.
Does it not automatically go to me?
No.
Ha.
That's your own fault.
So, all right, let's go with the... I'm going to pick them. Them. The Tennessee Titans.
That is correct. The number two answer on the board. Only 1.2% of people voted for them with their dollars. You've got number two. You've got number four. Top five answers on the board.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
That is correct. The number one answer. A sad, sad 0.8% because they're bad, but their odds aren't bad enough that you get good value. Colby is on a roll. Just one strike.
All right. Let's go. I've gotten three of the five.
Yes, that is correct.
The board. All right. Da-da-da. Let's go with the Cincinnati Bengals.
That is also correct. You've gotten number one, number two, number three, number four. Number five. Remains on the board. Teams receiving the fewest bets to win the Super Bowl.
And the Arizona Cardinals.
That is correct! Wow!
I'm amazing, Corey.
Holy smokes, never has Corey's status of unquestioned master and ruler of all things football been in more jeopardy than it is right now? Gentlemen, are you prepared for the third round where all points are worth double?
No, I'm looking at pictures of Ariana Celeste right now.
Come on, Corey!
All right, sorry about that.
Player that has received the most bets to win MVP.
Ding. Hold on, am I on probation still?
You're good now.
Okay. Pat Mahomes.
Pat Mahomes is number three on the board. Would you like Colby or Reggie to have an opportunity?
No. The answer is no. I would not like either of them.
If you had to choose one of them.
Oh. Colby.
Colby. If you can get one of the top two, you can play or steal, play or pass.
All right. MVP. Tom Brady.
Ooh, Tom Brady, believe it or not, did not make the top five. Corey Majors, would you like to play or pass?
I'll play.
All right, top five answers on the board. Players that have received the most bets to win MVP.
And Tom Brady's not on there?
Hold Correct.
On, right? Okay. Oh, thank you. Tricked you.
I think that's a win.
Whew. And I've been told I need to calm down.
Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron Rodgers is number four on the board. Very well done.
Now, interestingly, you dropped this name 1 or 2 weeks ago when I was victorious. So I'm going to throw him out there again. Baker Mayfield.
Baker Mayfield is the number two answer on the board. So you got 2, 3, 4, 5. Remember, double the points.
Right.
If somebody besides Colby wins, we will go to sudden death.
Okay. Gurley.
Ooh, that is incorrect. Strike one.
Receivers don't win.
It's a very savvy observation.
Wentz.
Carson Wentz is the number five answer on the board.
So ridiculous.
Baker Mayfield, Pat Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, Carson Wentz. But we are still missing the number one answer on the board for players that have received the most bets to win MVP. You have one strike.
Russell Wilson.
Oh, you have two strikes. Colby, prepare to steal.
Deshaun Watson?
That is correct!
Wow.
Holy cow. It all comes down to this. Corey with 2 points. Colby with 2 points. Reggie has been eliminated.
How does Reggie do this all the time? He always gets eliminated.
He knows how to play the game correctly. There are only the top three answers on the board. Players that have received the most bets to win Offensive Rookie of the Year.
How do you do this? How does this light?
Ding.
Ding.
Colby.
Kyler.
Kyler Murray is number two on the board. Corey, if you can get number one, you will take over.
David Montgomery.
That is correct. Now, there's one more answer remaining on the board. In this round, you only get one strike.
Oh, crap.
Corey, would you like to play and guess that you get it? Or would you like to pass to Colby and hope he gets it wrong?
Dude, the Bills just traded their running back, LeSean McCoy, so that this guy could start. The Bills running back. No, it's Josh Jacobs.
So you're choosing to
play.
I'm saying Josh Jacobs.
The running back for the Oakland Raiders, right? Is that who he's playing for?
Because you don't seem confident.
John Gruden
answer.
Loves his running backs.
We're going to merge another game. Is that your final answer?
Can I have a lifeline? Is that...
I mean, sure, but they both want you to lose.
Okay. I can't. Would I ask?
I mean, you.
I want to call a friend.
You cannot call the moderator.
I want to call the moderator.
No, you may not call the moderator.
Josh Jacobs is my final answer.
That is correct!
How is Kyler Murray not number one?
I don't know.
Probably because of bad odds. Okay, I would guess. Probably because of bad odds. An astonishing comeback. Corey Majors, 3 points. Colby, 2 points. Reggie, no points.
I had fun.
Colby, for yet another week, you have to listen to Corey being the unquestioned ruler and master of all things football. By the way, open invitation to Sean Sharif at any point to take on the true ruler and master of all things football.
Yeah, well, I mean, I know Choppy always calls high, low, I win, and I feel pretty confident in this one. So if you want to try and let me win, I can. I will. Your face.
What?
We're the KNC masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Speech ever.
I don't like speeches.
I would not disagree with that. Also, apologizing to the people who I woke up their dogs and then their kids.
Because you're so excited.
Because I was really excited. Coming up next, it'll be time for Gridiron Gravy. But before we get to any of that,
let's give something away!
877-881-1053. Caller number 10
now
will win a four-pack of tickets for the Rangers game against Tampa Bay on September 12th. That is also UTA Hat Night. Four-pack of tickets, Rangers versus Tampa Bay, UTA Hat Night, September 12th. All you got to do is be caller number 10, 877-881-1053.
Mav up.